Have you ever wanted to see what heaven is like? I mean, before you die? Is it possible to go to heaven daily? My guest says yes, and has proof. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Thank you for honoring us with your presence. My guest, Nelson Alvarez, operates in the glory. In the glory, miracles are easy, such as healings of cancers, or tumors, or raising the dead, or creative miracles, or hearing the singing of angels and ascension to heaven. Miracles began right at the get-go, right at your birth. Yes, tell us about it.
I didn't grow up in a household where we served the Lord, followed Jesus, or anything like that. Traditional Hispanic household, you know, we believe Jesus, but that's pretty much it. You know, it's a little Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's it. You know, no relationship. And I had hit a crossroads where God was not in the picture. I was drinking, partying, sleeping around, doing all kinds of wild stuff. I was cutting school with some friends. We went to their house, and in that house, we ended up having a experience where this dark presence entered the room. We were not aware of what was happening. We had no language for it, Sid. And when we were in that room, this dark heaviness was in the room. The air was so thick, it was hard to breathe. And I began to feel a chill in the left side of my back. I saw a demon on the wall. And it was posted almost like Spider-Man on the wall looking right at me.
Whoa. That does not sound good.
But I looked behind me and I see this thing on the wall. And for a moment I froze because I thought, am I hallucinating? Is this even real? My two friends, then when they had turned to tell me something, they began to scream and freak out. They too were seeing the demon. So now I'm like, oh my goodness, this is real. I'm not the only one crazy in this room. And immediately, the girl that was in that room began to sing a worship song. That spirit disappeared through the wall. The heaviness that was in the room completely lifted, and that dark atmosphere was totally gone. And then we felt this cool wind enter the room, and I began to feel this smile inside of me. Why am I smiling? What is this? You know, I was fighting it. And Sid, that moment, my whole reality changed, because I always knew there was a God, but I never cared. And if there was demons, maybe there are. But at that moment, my entire paradigm, my entire worldview had completely shifted. We actually saw that spirit again outside, and it was pacing back and forth. Now, I got scared, Sid, because I'm like, okay, what's going to happen to me? I got to walk home. You know what I mean? And so I'm...
You might have seen the movie The Exorcist.
Probably, yeah. I was thinking of every scary movie in the book. I was like, okay, I'm going to walk home. This thing is going to possess me. I'm going to die. Like, that's the fear I was feeling. And something in me said, you have to go to church. You have to go to church. I went home to my mom, told her everything. She looked at me sideways like I was crazy. And then she said, okay, well, I'll take you to church. And from Thursday to Sunday, I couldn't shake it, Sid. And in that church, I began to feel this presence. I began to feel something in me wanting to cry, and I didn't know why I wanted to cry. And I resisted it, rejected it, went back again the next week, sat in the middle of the church, in the middle row. Somebody took my seat in the back. That was my mindset. I began to feel the same presence of God from the week before. And I began to fight these tears and said, what is happening to me? And then I saw this guy standing in front of me, and he gets on his knees, he lays on his face, and I heard a voice say to me, if a grown man can do that, why can't you just lift up your hands? I began to look around, Sid, make sure no one's looking at me. And very awkwardly and slowly, I began to lift my hands up like this. And as soon as my hands went up like this, it's as if a bucket of love just hit me straight in the face. And I began to weep uncontrollably, shake uncontrollably. And then I was taken somewhere else. And I see a film tape roll out. And as this film tape rolls out, I look into it and I began to see, scene by scene, every time I had sinned against God. And then this revelation came to me in the encounter, this knowing came to me, and it said, if I died right now, God would have every right to send me to hell. Above the film tape of my sin, a cross appears. And I see Yeshua crucified on that cross. And his body had looked like it had gone through a shredder. I mean, just ripped to shreds, flesh hanging from his skin, his face covered in blood. And then I heard an audible voice say to me in my right ear, even though you've rejected me, even though you've been running from me, I've been pursuing you because I love you. And I died for you before you ever sinned so that you would know me. And that was how I got to meet Yeshua. Yeah. And now, Sid, after 2 years of after being born again, I found out that I actually got saved because of a promise that my mother made before I was born.
What was that?
When I was in my mother's womb, she was praying to God, Lord, if you give me a son, I'll give him to you. Now, mind you, my mother didn't really serve the Lord, but she prayed this prayer, and God put me in her womb, and I almost died several times in her womb. And she renewed that covenant again when she was in the hospital, where either she was going to die or I was going to die upon my delivery. And she told God again, God, if you give me a son, I'll give him to you. After I was born, she took me to a Pentecostal church. And in that Pentecostal church, they anointed me with oil, they prayed over me, and they prophesied, this boy one day will be a preacher. Now, I never knew that growing up.
She never told me
that story. So I'm 15 years old, and I was praying, and suddenly, Sid, I was taken back in time. And I actually see the scene when they were dedicating me at this Pentecostal church. And they were prophesying over me. I saw all of the people. I saw them, putting oil on me. I saw the whole thing. And said, I go home after this encounter. I said, Mom, when I was a little baby, did you dedicate me to a Pentecostal church? She said, yeah, I did. I said, did they prophesy that I would be a preacher one day? She said, yes, they did. And I said, Mom, did the scene look like this? And she said, yes, how did you know? I said, Mom, when I was praying, I was taken back in time and I saw the whole thing. Sid, she goes and digs up a picture. It was the exact scene that I had seen in that vision. And so I realized that I was the fruit of a covenant made from my mother's womb, and he fulfilled his word with me.
Now, Sid, you say it's God's will that every believer can go to heaven, even daily. Why do you say that?
It says that when Christ ascended, when he was raised up, it says that we were raised up together with him and we were seated in heavenly places. Now, many have heard the gospel said, repent and believe, and one day when you die, you will go to heaven.
Right.
But Jesus didn't preach that gospel. He says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near to you. And then he said, the kingdom of heaven's neither here nor there, but it now dwells within you. And where we are in heaven right now is not a future thing. It is now. We were raised together 2,000 years ago, and we were seated in heaven with Jesus Christ. So from that place, that's where we live. And it says we've been born again. We are born of the Spirit. We are citizens of heaven. This is who we are now. And as Jesus ascended, we too can ascend. Now, one day we'll ascend bodily, but spiritually we have already ascended. And heaven is accessible now. We are able to ascend. Jesus said that angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, referencing Jacob's ladder. Now, the same spirit that was in Jesus, the same access that Jesus had, he has now put into us. That same ladder is within us. And angels ascend and descend upon us. And they, at times, will take us up, go to heaven, and we can actually see from that realm what God has for us. We're seated there, and we live from there, and we operate from there. Being that we are raised up together with him, the Bible says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You know, oftentimes, said people are praying for a blessing, waiting on the earth.
Yes.
Not knowing that they've already been given that blessing in the heavenly place. And all they have to do, Sid, is by faith, go into that place and know that they already have it. When Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, believing you already have that which you've asked, it will be given. Why does he say that? Because in eternity, we are outside of time where everything already is done. And in that realm, we can access the blessings of God and manifest them here on earth as it is in heaven, because we are already blessed with every spiritual blessing.
Nelson is an open portal to heaven. When he speaks, viewers ascend into heaven. We have video footage. Want to see it? be right back.
Time travel? Navigate into other dimensions. See coming disasters and divert them away? Imagine an angel or a great eagle appearing to take you up to the third heaven. This is no longer just science fiction. Just ask Nelson Alvarez.
You can encounter God and travel in the heavenly places. See a door standing open in heaven and hear a voice saying, come up here. God is inviting you to ascend. See what he has planned for you. See what his plans are for this generation.
With Nelson Alvarez's new audio CD set, you will realize God's desire that every believer be regularly taken up to heaven, transcend the limits of space and time and receive revelation, engage in dynamic intercession and spiritual warfare, and find your next assignment from God. Be a glory carrier everywhere you go and enjoy a deeper intimacy with God more than anything you've ever had before. Get immersed in Nelson's bonus prophetic worship CD to release angelic visitations, God encounters, deliverance in a single moment, and more. Call or go online at sidroth.org for Nelson Alvarez's new 3-CD audio series, Ascending to Heavenly Realms, Unlocking the Last Days Ministry of Ascension. Also get his bonus prophetic prayer and worship CD, The Awakening, Rise of a New Generation of Glory Carriers. You won't find these resources anywhere else. Exclusively yours for a donation of $29. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9945.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
The most amazing things are happening in Nelson's meetings. Tell us a few.
In the new year, the word of the Lord came to me, and he said to me that the Glory Revival Hub, which is where we're at in Dallas, he said that it will be known as the Dome of Encounters. And since then, Sid, it's as if a portal had opened to heaven. And he said to me that people would begin to ascend in the services. Since then, we've had people who have been taken either by an angel, either by the Spirit of the Lord, or they've even said that they've seen an eagle come, grab them, and then take them up into heaven. So people are actually ascending in the middle of the service, having encounters in heaven. We've been seeing incredible creative miracles, the mass deliverance, mass healings. But Sid, even mass ascension is happening where several at the same time are being caught up into heaven.
Nelson, I said, I want to see this. And Nelson said, sure. And my staff wouldn't let me see it. They said, we want your first impression. Let's roll the video.
How many of you were taken up to heaven tonight? Okay.
Oh my goodness. I fell out in the glory. And I was laying on my back on top of an eagle like this. And a rush of clouds were rolling like the ocean rolls its waves. I could see clouds just rolling towards this eagle as this eagle flew towards these clouds. And I could see the glory of God, his light coming out of these clouds.
Oh, stop it for a second. Nelson, why is she so emotional? Why is she crying so much? What is going on inside of her, in your opinion?
Well, Sid, I mean, I can't imagine her not experiencing just the love of God, the glory of God upon her. You know, when you're in that realm, Sid, it's your body doesn't even know how to react. And she's being overtaken by the presence of God, the glory of God, and causing her to weep, causing her to be overtaken. It's powerful, Sid.
It looks to me like this is her first time this has happened.
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness. Let's see a little more.
Like eagles on Mount Zion. And I felt when you said the electricity of God, I looked back on the eagle like this. And I could see you all standing here, and angels of lightning were hitting on the right side of every single one of you. It was just strokes of lightning on the right.
What was going on when I saw Nelson go like that? I mean, for some people, I know what's going on. But you tell everyone what was going on inside of Nelson. Why did you jolt back like
that? Oh, man, said I was feeling the glory. When she was sharing that story, I don't know if anyone else could feel it, but when she was sharing that story, I was just getting blasted by the Holy Ghost. And just, I was feeling the same glory that she was feeling. It just took me back as well.
Okay, let's roll it.
Angels like this, standing.
did you, I knew you got taken up. I saw a chariot of fire come. What did you see?
Wow. I was taken to the throne room. And I was in the presence of heavenly hosts. And I felt him place a robe on me. But I feel like this is important. When we were worshiping, I encountered an angel. And the angel says, I anoint you with fire. So when I was in the throne room, I felt like that was a preparation for this. So when he put the robe on, and I still feel it, like a weight. And I just, my whole body was consumed with electricity. And it still is.
So what does that mean? What is she saying? My whole body is filled with electricity.
Yeah.
What is going on in her, in your opinion?
Yes, the Bible says that from his throne proceeds lightnings and thunderings. And the energies of God, the power of God, the electricities of Zion, the electricities of heaven would surge through your body. When you come from that room and you're able to return, you can feel the same frequencies, the same, I know these are words that are maybe shouldn't be, you know, are a little controversial, but like you can feel electricity running through your body. The currents and the power of God is more powerful than electricity.
What is happening to the person potentially that's experiencing this electricity?
You know, Sid, it's kind of like Isaiah in the Bible. When he was in the throne room, he described a burning coal being put on his lips. And another level of fire of God is electricity, where it's burning and it's purging. And the power of these encounters, Sid, is that when they're in that place, they're getting purged by the electricities of God, the fire of God purifying their soul, purifying.
Is this what Paul said, when I die daily? Was that what was going on with him?
Well, Sid, because he dies daily, he's able to ascend daily.
Amen.
And many think they have to wait till they die to ascend, but Paul said, no, I die daily.
Huh.
So I live from that place, ascended all the time.
Let's continue rolling.
I was sitting in my chair, and I just felt the Lord say, lay down on your stomach.
This is the second
and I
time.
Laid down, and I said, take me, Lord. And instantly, I ended up in the field that I've seen us all before. It was a field of flowers. The first time I saw us running towards him, but this time I saw us gathered together walking in this field of flowers. And then there was this stairway in front of us that appeared. And one by one, I could see us dressed in beautiful robes. I could see everyone grab his hand, and he turns them around like dancing. And every time someone turned around, I seen a different face, like all of our face just appear in these robes as he turned us around. And he said, tell them I'm so in love with how they love me. Tell them I love them.
I didn't see, but I knew where I was. Anybody else was doing here, I was before him, bowed down, saying, oh, holy, holy. Jesus. All I could do was bow down and say, holy. And he was right there. He's right here. He's right here.
Say, holy. Amen.
Nelson, you say we can ascend to heaven every day even. Is this just in the Old Covenant or in the New also?
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 that we've been given a greater covenant than that of the old. If the ministry of condemnation had glory, how much more does this ministry of reconciliation have a greater glory that is never fading and never passing away?
In Nelson's resources, he teaches and shows you how to train your spiritual senses. to break free from the constraints of earthly concerns and live from the heavenly places. He then exposes the strongholds that are roadblocks to your own heavenly encounters. Teach us a few.
Yes, Sid. So one of the first things people need to understand is who they are. When you know whose you are, you'll know who you are. When you know who you are, you'll know what you have. And the main thing most people need to know is that they are not their body, they are not their soul. But the moment they've been born again, they are a spirit. And when they have been born of the Spirit, they are spirit, soul, and body. And through the realm of the Spirit is how we access everything in heaven, because that's where heaven dwells.
And we've been trained just the opposite.
Exactly. We were trained to live through our flesh, through carnal ways. And this is why the Bible says that the carnal mind is at enmity with God. It's the carnal mind, which is in the soul realm, where things have to be renewed and rewired to know, gnosko, the perfect, good, and acceptable will of God. When you gnosko, when you've intimately experienced and know the perfect, good, and acceptable will of God, you can then access the heavenly realities that are within your spirit man.
Before Tommy Welchel, known as the last living link to the Azusa Street Revival, passed away, he revealed his final earthly assignment. What did Tommy tell you?
In 2016, I had went for the Azusa Now Conference, which is the 110 year anniversary of Azusa. My mission was to visit all the revival hotspots and to pray there so that God would do again in my life what he did then. And right at the door, Tommy was sitting just like this with his arms folded. And I ran up to him, I said, Tommy, I've got your book. You're the last living link to Azusa. Mm-hmm. I said, I came all this way from Philadelphia, spent all I had, Sid, and said, I came so that what God did in Azusa, he would do in me. He said, that's my last assignment, is to impart into the next generation that which was imparted into me. Sid, he laid hands on me, prayed over me. The fire of God came upon me. Then he drove me in his car without me asking and took me to all the revival hotspots, would park, tell me all the stories, and then after telling the stories, he'd lay hands on me and say, Lord, what you did here then, put it on this young man that he can carry it to the next generation.
He had to know you were one of those he was to lay hands on. That was exceedingly abundantly
more
beyond anything you ever thought or
absolutely
asked. Now, what would Jesus say to you if you were ready to go to heaven right now? Repeat this prayer out loud with me. Dear God, I've made many mistakes for which I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, washes away my mistakes, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, not because of anything I've done.
Not because of anything that I've done.
But because of everything you have done.
But because of everything you have done.
I make you my Savior.
I make you my Savior.
My sins you remember no more.
My sins you remember no more.
Become Lord of my life.
Become Lord of my life.
Live inside of me.
Live inside of me.
Unveiled faces. Amen. We've run out of time, but we will continue with a special online event. Nelson and others will pray for impartation for everyone to ascend into the heavenlies. Go right now to sidroth.org/rise.